22. The Baker Effect, A Rift and Disruption System, by Dr. Billy G. Gruff, with profuse apologies to Mark A. Solis. People often ask, what exactly is the Baker Effect? This brief essay is an attempt to answer that question to the satisfaction of the majority. First of all, the Baker Effect is a collection of phenomena which appeared coincidentally in about February of 2008. When research on the effects seen at the WTC on 9/11 was linked, by Dr. Judy Wood, to the effects produced by John Hutchison in his earlier experiments. This took place in a broadcast on WPFW in Washington, D.C. In other words, the Baker effect is not simply a singular effect, it is several. The Baker effect occurs as the result of interference in ongoing research in a zone of controversy, where only a few people and even fewer scientists, arguably only one, are maintaining a focus on looking at evidence. The effects produced include depression of the quality of discussion, attacking research figures of similar opinions, such as Dr. Reynolds and Dr. Wood, the anomalous bleeding of anonymous forum posters, often churning through irrelevant material, spontaneous fracturing of judgment. Some people support the Baker Effect's known promotion of false information, including on web radio programs, and seemingly temporary and permanent changes in the behavior of those involved in 9/11 research. The disruption of important research by the Baker Effect does not seem to be the result of simple disagreement over evidence. Claims that this reason alone can explain the phenomenon seem almost ridiculous, and are also seemingly disproved by looking at the time when the Baker effect was initially observed, when it has become most active. The Baker effect has been documented on YouTube videos and has been claimed to be a reproduction of the complete Hutchison effect. It is not. The Baker effect has resulted in a challenge to John Hutchison involving anomalous sums of money. Some people claim that John Hutchison has not accepted this challenge, even though evidence has been presented that he has. The diffusion of the tendency to focus on evidence in research, which is exceedingly remarkable, indicates clearly that the Baker effect has a powerful influence on reasoning. In a striking and baffling contradiction, previous conclusions over evidence presented in relation to what happened on 9/11 are called into question, and a focus is shifted from this evidence to an individual's trustworthiness, even when no new evidence has come to light about that individual. A researcher named Dr. Wood can simply become the target of anomalous attack, or accusations of two researchers being merged into one can be made, yet Dr. Wood has not come apart. Also, there is evidence of a misplacement of trust in the source of the Baker effect, Ace Baker, as promotion of false information, and the notion of vicious attacks is discussed openly by this source, without any evidence that such attacks have ever been made. The anomalous heating of forum discussions, without focusing on actual evidence, is a clear indication that the nature of this heat may not be completely natural. This has far-reaching implications for the state of the alternative knowledge and the 9/11 research communities, which often hinges on the presumption of a search for evidence and truth, without baseless accusations and endless vitriol being introduced. It should be noted that credibility of much of the science which underpins our current level of technology depends on keeping knowledge of the Hutchison effect properly hidden, and it seems that the Baker effect has this overall result. The anomalous heating of discussion exhibited by the Baker effect shows plainly that we have much to learn about what lengths a secret group with black technology will go to keep this knowledge obfuscated or covered up completely. The spontaneous fracturing of judgment as occurs with the Baker effect is interesting for two reasons. One, there is evidence of an external force causing the fracturing, and two, the method by which the judgment is fractured can be painful to observe. The intellect simply comes apart. Some temporary changes in the personality structure and logical properties of opinions are somewhat reminiscent of the truth bending of Jim Fetzer, as he has been observed near the situation when the changes take place. One Baker effect video shows juggling like a circus act, yet people still take this phenomenon seriously. In the case of personality changes, A character will be nice at one end, like honey, and then nasty at the other end, like bitter lemon. Again, this could be the evidence of a strong influence on personality by external forces. The ongoing and seemingly timed interferences involved in producing these Baker effects are generated from as many as 4 or 5 different internet radio and web sources, all operating at relatively low power. However, the zone in which the interference takes place is observed by many tens or even hundreds of forum posters and listeners. It is surmised by some researchers that what Baker has done is tap into the zero-trust energy, but it also seems to derive energy from internally generated spin. This energy gets its name from the fact that it is seen by oscillations in people's views of prominent researchers, where it is assumed that all honesty in a researcher will cease. The evaporation of trust is associated with the failure to keep focused on evidence, which could be a result of the Baker effect's spontaneous emission of negative feelings, and an annihilation of careful analysis coming from what is called the brain. The density of the energy contained in the Baker effect's truth vacuum is estimated by some at 75 forum posts per hour, which is reportedly sufficient to boil off most people's common sense and analytical abilities. Casual observers may wonder if this will result in perpetual motion, but with no useful work done. Given access to such energies, part of the zero-trust field, it is small wonder that the Baker effect produces such bizarre phenomenon. At the present time, the phenomenon are easy to reproduce with regularity, as several other figures seem to be doing. The focus for the future, for those wishing to cover up the truth about the 9/11 and energy connection, is, then, first to increase the frequency of occurrence of the Baker effect, then to achieve some degree of precision in their control. The work is continuing at this time. Before long, we shall see what progress can be made. October 25, 2008.